We should do like a 2000s gay podcast where we're like, pussy, gross. Do you know how that was like the whole thing?
Oh, we call it gold star gay.
Yeah, the whole thing was that you were gay and that you were like, I love to touch your titties. I love titties. But then they'd be like, pussy, gross.
Disgusting. Ew, fishy smell. Pee, you. Yeah,
no, I don't like to eat fish. Okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know what that was.
I'm going to snap your whale tail. I'm going to snap it like a slingshot and say, gross pussy. Let me feel on your titties.
Oh my God, your pussy. Well, listen, you have a pussy and you don't have a cock, so I'm gay and I'm not gonna fuck your pussy because that's gross. Unless, Diva, you need help with your hair and makeup. We're going out tonight, girl. What is that, a size 4? You wish, bitch. You look like a whale. Like, I don't know why that, like, era of gay was, like, very mean.
It was despicable. It's despicable.
It's really crazy.
Oh, you fat cunt.
Yeah, you're looking a little big. What is that?
Like, but don't turn around. Let me look at those titties, those huge, gorgeous tits.
And even like, you know, I love Will and Grace and I'm rewatching from the beginning. And this has nothing
fat
to do
jokes.
With that.
Fat
the
jokes.
Number of fat jokes about Will.
Is so great. It's so
well,
funny.
I guess it's...
Is it funny because he's not fat?
It's funny because Jack is so superficial that he thinks a completely normal body is fat.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay,
Jack,
okay,
the character, is constantly like in the gym or like on a diet.
And
or...
trying to be skinny? That's so funny to me.
No, this is New York in the 90s, so it was like, I think it was like muscles.
Oh.
That's why everyone's in like a tight-ribbed V-neck sweater.
Oh my God. The early 2000s is fucking rotten.
And this is not part of that. I'm thinking of, I don't even want to say what it is, but a lot of other gay representation... was like, you know, like, honey, if we're gonna be best friends, we have to get your highlights. Like, I don't, and it wasn't about the gayness, but the gayness attached to the meanness, attached to being disgusted by like, ew, pussy.
What's with this? I'm curious about this goal. I'm lucky that I haven't had to evolve on it. It's always seemed bizarre from the beginning. What is this gold star gay?
I don't know.
Gold star gay. I have had no physical dealings with a female. I'm not even my mother. It's so crazy. It's so gross. It's so stupid.
How many stars do I get if even gay men won't fuck me?
Thank you.
Although last night, she and I hung out last night.
We did. She and I.
You and I.
She and I
hung out last night. My favorite thing about you living by me and having a car is that I get a ride.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Love.
I haven't gotten us into an accident.
No. And you could have.
I could have. Should have.
We went to Andrew's Cabaret last night at Plaza here in Hollywood.
Right here in the heart of Hollywood on La Brea.
Which is a very fun place to go.
It's fabulous. And it's a little... giving major Jacques vibes. It's
I almost
major,
said it last
major,
night.
Major. Jacques Wishes, by the way. It's a lot...
Oh, the layout's better than
Jacques. The layout's way better. It's more user-friendly. The one thing that the Plaza does not have, which they are in desperate need of, is a follow spot.
100%.
A follow spot.
They almost, for Andrew's shows, I'm like, they almost should rent one and just use it that night.
Desperate need of a follow spot. Big time. Although it's tough because you need to be propped up a little bit. And it's a very low ceiling. Like Jacques, but it's very low ceiling.
It's lower than Jacques even. I can almost touch that ceiling.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I think.
Jacques is low too, though. You're right.
It's a very low ceiling. But anyways, they need a follow spot. But yeah, spectacular show.
It was so fun. We got to see Macy Rodman perform. We got to see Andrew.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I didn't catch the name of everybody, mostly because the host, Andrew, didn't say everyone's name.
Right.
So I don't totally know.
Well, we had Alyssa Lords, Julian, a.k.a. Brock Banks, a.k.a. Alyssa Lords, all the way from the palace in Miami, Florida.
And girl, you and I were gooning because she was doing the only.
This joy has liberated. Yeah. Crazy.
And that type of drag number. It's gone all the way. It's sort of like things are funny on the third time, but it comes back around to 11.
It comes all the way back.
I've started really enjoying and laughing at not like bad.
No.
Those numbers make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like whipcrack drag numbers just like make me laugh.
It's crazy. It's almost like it's a discussion about like it's so meta. Mm-hmm. It's like it's so I think our experience is so pulled away so many times. It's like, it's hard even to like really objectively look at it. It's very
also,
funny.
Julian Brock does not, we get in drag to look sexy. He doesn't have to get in drag to look sexy.
No.
So he is a brave Marine for participating.
Yes.
He's basically like, most people that hot, I think, would be not trying to do anything to compromise the image of hotness. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, drag is going to shatter that illusion for people.
Yeah.
And I like that he's like, yeah, no, I'm really hot, but I also dress like a woman and whip my hair.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. He's very fascinating because he usually does shave his beard, you know, and when he does shave his beard, he looks very sexy.
Yeah.
Very, very, very female sexy. Very, very woman sexy. And he's also very sexy out of drag. Obviously, he's a porn star. But yeah, he turns those little palace looks, those little Miami.
Yeah.
And it's, love the hair though. He doesn't have a lot of my hair.
I do know that.
Yeah.
I was very inspired by the show because it was apocalypse themed.
Mm-hmm. Well, first it was 420 blazing.
Oh yeah. And then it switched to the apocalypse.
Then it switched to the apocalypse. And there was an air horn. There was a red alert. What do you call that? Amber alert?
Amber alert.
What do you call that on the phone? Yeah, yeah.
You attention. In 2019? That's what I call it.
Attention. It is the apocalypse.
Yeah. And at first, it's funny because you and I got there as good supporting friends at 8 on the dot when the doors opened. And Eden's working the door and we walk in and there's no one in there. And I could tell, like, just because we're there, Andrew's like, people come. Andrew's like, they'll shuffle in. And of course, I knew they would. But when they did come in, you could tell Andrew was like a little relieved. You know, because everybody, of course, it's all faggots in Hollywood. They're going to wait till the last second to walk in there.
Yeah.
It filled up in the last 10 minutes.
In the last 10 minutes. And also it filled up with you throw a bag and it would just hit someone very gorgeous and sexy. It was crazy. It's crazy. Talk about it. Talk about it. Would you please? Would you please expound upon it? Would you please explain it to the audience? Would you please tell them? Tell them, please.
My eyes were almost bulging out of my head. There's, of course, people are hot when you're like, he's hot. But the beyond version of that. But the beyond version. Hold on. The beyond version of that is when people are so hot that they're just like works of art.
I know.
And they're just. There was a guy at the end of our table. I know he does porn. He was sitting behind us at the end of the table facing us. I know he does porn.
Michael Boston or Porphy?
The bottoming guy. Michael Boston.
Yeah.
In person, I'm just like, my God, you were made for porn.
Yeah.
His like full lips, full cheeks, bushy eyebrows, brick jaw. I'm like, you were made for gooning.
Yeah.
You were made for.
Yeah.
Like, and if you weren't going to do porn, you were going to be a very distracting temp at an office.
Yes.
Because like you were just made to be beautiful.
I know. It's crazy.
I get so excited seeing these porn people in real life because they just are gorgeous.
It's so
they deliver in person. I like drag queens.
No, yeah, they deliver. They are DHL. They are
You know, last time I'm just glad Chirac wasn't there because normally when I see Chirac, I'm like turn into like I don't know putty.
Yeah,
putty with cum on it.
Yeah,
it's like really gross. But and then Pete was sitting next to us, and Andrew gets on stage and is telling the story about like first time I did smoked marijuana. I made Pete smoke it, and Pete's like woo woo.
Yeah.
And I really forgot. Oh my God, they know each other from
so long ago.
Salt Lake City.
High school. That's crazy to me. Also, do you realize the physical evolution that Miss Andrew has gone through? Do you have any idea about it?
She sent me pictures.
Do you have any idea about it?
Yeah.
Body snatchers. Mm-hmm. Body snatchers.
Mm-hmm.
Body snatchers.
Yeah. The Swan.
2001.
The Space Odyssey.
A waif.
Yeah.
And then it's just crazy to me. I'm not sure that she's the person that everybody thinks she is.
Something.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, she could have been three or four different people.
We still don't know. She could change again.
She could change again.
She's in constant metamorphosis.
There's so many hot people there. It was, I almost have to like.
You have to.
I have to regroup. I have to just get centered and I have to touch grass.
You have to touch grass. There was somebody there that. You know that I think is hot, and he was there in person, and I was like, oh my God, he's so beautiful. I was like, he's so fucking even better in person. Yeah. But so many, we know so, and what's weird is that any of these guys, I'm like, I would watch porn or have watched porn of all of you.
Yeah.
But then we also know them and they are nice to us.
I know.
It's a really weird thing.
It is so strange.
And it makes me really aware of when you're that hot, it really must affect all of your friendships. It has to.
I mean, it's okay. For example, so I share a studio with Andrew Andrew is really good friends with like the big, a lot of these porn guys. And I am too. I wouldn't call my, I don't hang out with them by myself, but like I'm friendly with them.
You're kind of like a third wheel.
Yeah. Like a third gross, disgusting wheel.
Yeah. Like a clinger honor.
Yeah.
Like someone like who
a
won't
boot,
go home.
Like a boot. Like yeah. a, you know, that they put your the boot on the car when you get Absolutely. Too many tickets. I'm the boot.
There's four wheels and then you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, you know, I'm in the studio one day and I look over and Austin Avery is like bent over with his asshole out. And I had to sit down and I had to like count back from 10. You know, I had to do all those like little exercises because I'm like, okay, because I could feel myself spiraling out of desire's control.
Yeah.
This is the years ago. And it's just a lot to like, it's a lot when
to
they
process.
It's a lot to process when they bring. I don't know what's the
in movie star world. Okay. Let's say Pedro Pascal, so beautiful, universally adored. Yeah. I think even the lesbians want him. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But in his roles, we get to know the character as a person, and we are only allowed to imagine what they look like naked.
Right.
Versus this is in the porn opposite. World, these are people who are, for all purposes, way hotter than any movie star you know.
Yeah.
But because we're given the whole shebang up front, and the imagination is sort of removed, if these people didn't do porn, the fucking person who blew me away last night was a dentist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
fact that they, I haven't seen them naked. Mm-hmm. There is the mystery that like is mm-hmm. somehow, that's why we love celebrities. We're like shocking. Their selfie, they were photographed by a Chinese spy balloon. Madonna stuns a new selfie. Yes. Wild, girl, wild. Slither. Slither. Madonna stuns a new selfie. That's the name of a Lana Del Rey song.
Madonna slithers a new selfie.
Did you know that there's a bridge?
Under Terabithia.
Under Terabithia. Did you know that there's a bridge under Terabithia and that Madonna has stunned a new selfie? But you know what Madonna has? A lust for life. But last night, I don't want to harp on it, but in addition to a fabulous show we are treated to, uh-huh. and... service that I would say that I love the Plaza. I would say that the service is
how long did it take thorough? You to get
it? It took me 20 minutes to get a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a full bar. Word. 20 minutes.
Love it.
And I go this to a lot Jacques. Of shows at Plaza.
This is Jacques. We had Rosa, the bar, the waitress and when we used to do Perestroika, one waitress making her way very leisurely.
Slowly.
Very leisurely, God slowly forbid. Around the
By the
crowd.
Way, we make money on alcohol sales. God forbid we sell more alcohol.
I know. It's like, so nuts.
Then again, I order water, but this is, you order water for me and I'm going to show you the process of getting someone water.
Hi, can I have a water? Oh, thank you.
That's it. I'm not asking for a blended margarita.
Right.
I'm you're not taking, asking you're for flaming bottle, shots.
You're taking
like, it's a bottle of water.
Let's try that again. I'm so thirsty. May I have a bottle of water?
That's it. That's all there is.
Flaming shots.
I'm not asking for a shot ski, a blended drink.
Right.
Can I have a pink squirrel ice cream drink with a... No, it's water.
It's water. Just a bottle of water.
And by the way, it's all porn people. So half
everybody's
them,
on G?
That's what I'm saying. They're all on drugs.
Oh,
they're
right,
not drinking
right.
either.
Right.
It's a little circuit party-ish.
Little G.
My God, absolute beauties. I got to meet Vigiletti.
Yes. Yeah.
Who has remixed Ding Dong. And he was so nice. And
so great.
So cool. Perfect
so
skin.
Oh, my God.
The whole time I was looking at him, I kept thinking, he would look good in drag.
He does drag.
He does. I didn't know that.
Oh, he does fierce drag.
I was like, his big round cheeks. I was like, he would drag. Be beautiful in drag. I didn't know that.
I'll show you a picture. He's like so hot in drag.
Yeah, gorge.
So fierce.
And then
in drag.
It was 4:20 and they handed me free a thing. And I don't want to be a traitor to my kind because I am
CBD
new to marijuana.
Joint, a CBD joint? Cock and ball
what
douchery.
What the fuck is a CBD
it's cock
joint?
And bullshit douchery. Cock and bullpucky douchery.
It's
nothing. CBD is.
It's sucking cock with a condom on.
Yes, it is.
What are we
you.
Doing?
It's the.
Can I get a non-alcoholic
beer? The
placebo
beer? Effect.
Just
it's
get a
the
Diet
placebo
Coke.
Effect. Yeah.
A CBD joint?
Girl, eat my ass. Crawl up into my bedroom at night and eat my ass.
We're at a 4:20 show where there's drag queens with bags of fake marijuana and people dressed as pot leaves dancing and you're going to give me a CBD joint?
CBD. Hemp milk. Hemp milk latte.
Am I a Nicki fan?
Hemp milk latte. Are you friends with Taylor Swift? Are you friends with Taylor Swift?
Let's take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. So the show was good. The night before.
Wait, the show was good.
The night before I got to see Blondie.
Oh my God, 80 years old.
Yeah, so Blondie, so good. Started at the Greek.
Okay.
And it was a little triggering because Why? The Greek is where we did the Netflix standout special with all those comics.
Oh my God.
The
oh,
one
that's
that ran
right.
really long. Let's say there was last minute changes
there was
at
last
that
minute
show.
Changes to the program that became very stressful to the performers.
Yes. And in that show, I'm not going to point names. I'm not going to point fingers and name names. But in a big roster like that, mm-hmm. where everyone's required to do a set amount of time, mm-hmm. everybody went over.
And everybody
except me.
And everybody complained about
and
going over.
And then everyone
over.
Complained about it running long.
But they
and
were so going over.
When we're a half hour over and all the comics who went in the first half are like, wrap it up. I'm like, you did longer. You all did longer than we were supposed to.
Yeah,
this
you
is
did
all
this.
Your fault.
It's your fault.
But it was great to be back at the Greek. It's outdoor theater. The air, nice and cold.
Lovely.
Darian, I'm with Darian. She's in a pink fur coat. I'm in a little. It's nice and cold.
Yeah, fabulous.
They played all the hits I wanted to hear. Maybe I missed a couple that I would have loved to hear. But they, I mean, it was just beyond. They start with One Way or Another. I love when bands have so many hits that they can start with a mega hit.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, that's me.
It was fucking cool. It's like when I saw the B-52s and they started with Private Idaho and I just started shooting cum. Like, it was so good. So Blondie is, the original members are all getting up there in age. The only two original members were the drummer and Debbie Harry. Mm-hmm. And Debbie Harry, Heart of Glass, which is a mega hit. Y'all know Heart of Glass. You know it. Sing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
There's a Heart of Glass.
That song hit. Uh-huh. It's like she's here. Not because of the singing, because of the age. So
wasn't that good?
It was really good.
Thank you.
Heart of Glass was their first hit. It hit in 1979. Mm-hmm. When Debbie Harry was already, I believe, 31.
Fun fact.
So people don't know, like, she was 31 in 1979.
She was 31 in 1979.
So that puts her
in 2023. 80-ish? How old is Deborah Harry?
80-ish.
80-ish.
And I'm only saying that because
In 1979, she was 31. How old is Deborah Harry in 2023?
77. Yeah, 77.
70 fucking 7.
Yeah.
On stage.
Yeah. Real legs out. Well, I'm sure she had tights on, but black boot, black, like stretched black studded romper.
Uh-huh.
Nice little like shape.
Yeah.
Wearing her real hair. I've seen them twice before. Yeah. And both times she wore, I'm just going to say it.
A blonde wig.
Party City wig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With sunglasses.
Huge sunglasses.
This time her real hair all punked out. Mm-hmm. And the makeup, I believe Miss Guy did it, mm-hmm. snatched. Perfect for the giant space. She looked fucking perfect. They sounded so good. The drummers up there in age two throwing sticks in the air and catching them. The visuals were amazing. I ran into an issue, which was two faggots.
Two faggots, homo men.
To the right of me and Darian did not have those seats. And so,
excuse me, what now?
Justin Tranter's on one side of them and me and Darren on the other side. And there's two faggots in the middle of our row who just did not have those seats. And I know that because they just I wandered. Had those seats.
What did you do?
Well, since it's standing, the whole line is like crammed together extra because these two faggots just did not have seats. Those are not your seats, Mary. So Darren and I were just like,
so what can you do in that moment?
I was going to say, is it Karen?
I don't believe that it's Karen.
And by the way, we weren't
so
in the front row.
I don't believe that it's Karen.
So it wasn't worth the lying and cheating. We were like in the back. So I'm just like, you don't have a ticket. And now Darian and I are like this close, which is fine. Love Darian, but like, you shouldn't be here, Mary.
So what can you, I feel like this is something that people, this could be a learning lesson for someone, a teachable moment. Cause this would perturb me to the max if I were you. And I would not say anything and I would let it.
You would leave early.
I'd probably leave early anyways, but I would use this as like, oh, there's my dog bone. I'm just going to bite it and then go.
Right.
Like, this is like a perfect excuse for me to leave.
Right.
You know, but so what would you say? Like, if you were another person, what would you say to that person? What would you say?
I could have said, hey, I think I have your seat.
What do you mean I have your seat? So, yeah.
Or I guess I shouldn't have said that. I should have been like, hey, I think you're in my seat. That would have been just the way to do it, I guess.
I think you get.
You get an usher?
Yeah.
You get the government involved.
I think you get the government involved. You get the feds up in there.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, let me see your tickets.
I know.
And they're going to be like, we don't have any.
I know.
And then they're going to get the fuck out of here.
And they filmed almost the whole concert, which I just think.
Fuck you.
First of all, who's watching concert footage back? Number one. Number two.
How about the lady recording the...
Oh! We have to talk about that. Back to Plaza.
Oh my God.
Back to Plaza. So in addition to, there's people on stage and maybe some people in the audience are taking stories of like, I'm at Plaza watching the show, watching the cabaret.
Yeah, yeah.
A woman who works there.
The waitress.
The waitress who could be getting me my water.
Yeah, yeah.
she's walking around and I'm just going to do what she's doing. And this is a podcast, so I guess I'll tell you too. But she has the flash on.
The flash on. Huge iPhone.
And it's dark. It's a club.
Yeah.
She's walking table to table.
Smiling.
And filming. Everyone's smiling.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. 2 feet from them.
2 feet from their face.
Table to table. Everyone there.
It almost, you know what, to me, it felt like evidence.
Yes, because I'm just going to say.
Evidence.
Yes, yes.
It was getting evidence.
I'm just going to say, at that show, there's performances that maybe I wouldn't want to admit that.
Yeah.
I saw because they are a little over the line and wild.
Over the line and wild. I think during this time, there might have been a little person doing ISIS wings with a jock strap on that was barely hanging on to their physicality.
It was barely hanging on to their physicality,
if you know what I mean.
Yes.
There were cock and balls visible.
Yes.
From the
side. Yes. It was a little person with ISIS wings. Yeah. And it felt like.
Not ISIS, like terrorism.
No, ISIS like Egyptian goddess. ISIS wings with those big.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all loving. And living and laughing,
loving.
But then when
loving.
I start getting filmed, I start to feel,
am I being exploited?
Is this blackmail?
Yes, like, exactly.
Are they going to make it seem like we forced someone into stripping for us? Right. Like, what is this?
I know. It felt like evidence collection.
And
it felt like entrapment.
She also had glasses on the bridge of her nose and the flash on. So she's just like,
it was so strange. It was so crazy.
The waitress.
She could have been getting that water, that bottled water. A bottle of water. So going back to the kicking those people out of the no ticket having seats in the Greek.
You know why he didn't say anything to
why?
You?
Because you don't want to be a bitch.
No, when the music started, he knew every word, and I was like, I'm not gonna like.
Well, guess what? If you know every word, it's your responsibility to get fucking tickets to that show.
And then after know, whatever, our show, I'd personally kick them out.
Hello.
I'd be like, you're not stealing this person's seat.
But also, they're not. What are they gonna do? Sit on somebody? It's seated theater. That's why I don't fuck around with standing. I do not fuck around with standing.
I don't either. And I said to Darren, I hope when Blondie starts that everyone doesn't stand up.
Everybody stands up. Everybody stands up.
But this is what you need to know.
Everybody stands
if
up.
If we sit, we can all see.
Exactly.
And we can sit.
Mary.
Why don't we sit at concerts? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I know it's horrible. And I play rock concerts. I understand it is more exciting for the performers when everyone's standing. It is.
Yeah.
But...
That's why I miss Lana Del Rey. This is why. See, here's a perfect example of this situation. Perfect example. Lana Del Rey.
Lana.
Means Lana. She does the kind of music that it would be perfect for a seated theatrical venue of the classiest variety. What, name the classiest variety of theater you can.
Let's say Wang's in Boston.
Exactly. The Wang Center, formerly the Wang Center. I don't remember what it is now. Good old Tremont Street or whatever. Beautiful, gorgeous,
ornate,
like absolute Rococo interior, Baroque. And it's just stunning. Boxes, loge, all that crap, balconies. Sit down in your lovely little gown or your little tuxedo.
And you get high on the beach.
You watch that warbler come out. Warbler, she's in a half-inch mule and her hair is laid and she goes, blue, blue, blue.
She's in a linen gown.
She's getting suspended from the ceiling. She's getting propped up on a grand piano. And she is just warbling the blues. Seated, emotional, like a revelation. But her fans standing up. They're so consumed with they're standing up no matter what. And they're screaming back every single lyric that she belts out. Every single fucking lyric. It's absolute horseshit. I would never see her in concert for this exact reason. Ever, ever, ever. The fans are absolutely garbage. If you Google Lana Del Rey, Brazil.
They're just screaming?
It's screaming. Every single fucking lyric.
Isn't it almost rude to scream over this type of music?
Are you kidding? It's incredibly rude. I'm sure that she hates it. I'm sure that she hates it. She can't even hear herself.
Yes, she can. She has ears in.
It doesn't matter. They're screaming so loud. They're screaming. They have hacked into her earpiece.
The mainframe.
Yes.
And they're screaming directly into it.
Into her.
That'd be so cunty to like hack into someone's. Because you know those ears make you basically deaf to only your music.
Yeah.
It'd be great to hack into that and be like,
hi. Hi. Hello.
You look insane. Keep trying to dance, bitch. You know, I would love to do that to Taylor.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah. And be like, keep walking back and forth on that stage, bitch. Oh, you got to the front. Turn around and walk the other way, bitch. Oh, change tank tops, bitch.
It's fine. You didn't need to style your hair.
Yeah.
You did not need to style your hair. Why start now?
Yeah.
20 years into your career, why style the hair now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
But Blondie was good.
I want to sit and I want to enjoy. I want to like have my body be like calm so that I can take all my other senses can be enwrapped in the performance.
Yeah, I want to be able to sit.
I want to be able to hear, see, and become emotional.
Yeah.
Because you better believe I'm becoming emotional.
So the other part of this story is Darian and Peppermint and like people I was with, they all know Debbie. Because a lot of New York people know Debbie.
A lot of New York people.
And it was one of those things where they were like, hey, do you want to come to the little hotel after Kiki, to Debbie's hotel?
Amazing.
And I said, because I have rehearsal for Stagecoach the next morning, I said, I can't.
What a great decision you made.
I know. But
I'm very
also,
surprised that you
but
did
I'm,
that.
I'm being honest.
It's because you didn't want to do drugs.
When I like someone that much.
Oh, you don't want to sell
it. I'm scared.
Okay.
I don't want to go through the emotional labor of having to meet someone I love that much.
Also, you know what?
I'm okay to love someone and let them
Let them be a fart. I agree.
Let them be a fart.
No, afar.
Oh, afar. Yeah.
Afar.
Let them be a fart. I'm okay to let her be Debbie Harry and me be a fangirl.
Yeah.
And that distance is okay.
Yeah.
I feel that about a few people. Dolly.
Yeah.
You know, like people like that. Where I'm like,
I feel that way about Bjork. And every time I get a text message from her, it feels like a prank call.
I know.
You know what I mean? Because you have some famous people pranking you. Not pranking you, but calling you.
It's only when it's like out of left field and someone's really famous and it's always like a random text and I'm like,
it feels like pranky.
It feels like, is this real?
It feels pranky.
Yeah.
It feels pranky.
But that's also how I feel when I get DMs sometimes because I just assume nobody runs their own accounts anymore.
Oh, right. It's probably somebody gay. Hey, faggot.
Hey, fierce. Hey, fierce bitch.
Hey, fierce faggot.
Shannon Elizabeth is living for your tea. She wants you to come boots.
Hey, fierce faggot.
Hey, fierce faggot. Shannon Elizabeth has been living for your tea. And she wants you to come boots. Slay.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Icon.
Alexis Michelle. Shannon Elizabeth. Alexis Michelle.
I love good. You know my favorite porn name is? Jenna Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great name.
It's fabulous. Also, Tracy Lords.
As a porn name? You like the name?
Just a regular name.
Oh, Tracy Lords. Okay.
Do you don't think Tracy Lords sounds like pointy?
Well, some people have names that you have to say both.
Tracy
something
Lords.
In the rhythm of it. And Tracy Lords is one of those names where you have to say Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords. Jenna Jameson.
I have to say David Silver.
David Silver.
I don't know why.
Ashley Michelle. Alexis Michelle.
Ashley Shannon Michelle.
Elizabeth. No, that was that. Ashley Michelle was a queen in Boston. Ashley Michelle. Alexis
Ashley
Michelle.
Michelle.
Yes, I know. It's this head scratcher.
Are you Mary Kate? Like an Ashley? Like
it's, pick it's a
name.
It's a, well, she picked two.
Sugar and Spice should be Ashley and Michelle.
Ashley and Michelle. Ashley and Michelle. Mary Kate and Ashley. That's three people with two girls.
What do you think about people who assert their middle name? My name is Sarah Michelle Gellar. Do you know what I mean? What do you think
Tiffany
of that?
Amber Thiessen.
What do you think of that?
I think it's crazy.
I think it is too.
Well, also it's like, it's a, what's her name? Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Jessica? We have to go talk to Sarah Jessica. Sarah Jessica? That's Alexis Michelle.
Sarah Baby Jessica Parker.
I think it's crazy.
It's crazy.
I think it's insane.
It's really crazy.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. Although I...
Tiffany Amber?
I guess we're all saying women's names are.
Tiffany Amber?
Michael Patrick King.
Michael Patrick King?
Dustin Lance Black.
Dustin like, Lance Black.
Weird to have three names. Weird to have three names.
Brian Joseph McCook. Brian Michael Ferkus.
Brian Jordan Alvarez.
Brian Jordan Alvarez.
Weird.
Freckle.
Well, that's Freckle. Easy. Freckle.
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 Loved. So you showed me...
A clip
from the Sweet Life of Cody Brown or whatever.
It's called was the it? Something Something of Caleb Gallo.
The Something Something of Caleb Gallo. Control Group. Control
this
Group.
This very talented.
The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb
it's
Gallo.
It's a web series that I'm not kidding is probably 8 years old now.
I think it's probably more than that. Yeah. Control Group. Control
Group. I can't type the new call.
Control Room.
2016. So seven. Whatever. 8 years old. I was right. And
were you right? Was she right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian Jordan Alvarez is in it. Yeah. Who is from? He's in Megan. He was in Will and Grace.
He's so attractive.
He's amazing.
I think he's so attractive too. I think he's so attractive.
Very handsome.
He's so handsome.
But you watch his Instagram for the comedy.
He does
characters using filters.
So
and they
funny.
Are, and one of them is me, Timothy, the bald one.
The one with the Source Energy one.
Oh,
the, what, connecting to Source Energy. Marnie? That's
Marnie.
Marnie is the best. But
when I bought you a cameo yes! from Marnie.
Marnie, yes, you did.
And the video said, Katya, I remember meeting you in Prague.
Yes.
You were walking into the ocean.
Yes,
it was something
so
crazy
fierce.
Like that.
So fierce. You're reconnected with Source Energy. It's
pure Source
screaming.
Energy. Yes. Brandon has a t-shirt of Marnie that says Pure Source Energy.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
And it's him. It's this actress, Freckle.
Freckle.
Who has...
Freckle.
I mean, everybody in it is good.
Freckle,
the Freckle pieces resound.
They're so funny.
So funny.
So funny. So funny. Sometimes things that are expensive
are worse. And she's really quite a beauty. Like
she's gorgeous.
The eye color, the skin, the lip, the
gorgeous.
Hair.
Gorgeous. Not a hardly any makeup on that
gorgeous.
Face. Gorgeous.
And she plays this character so wild.
So well. I know this character. I know this person.
Yeah.
I know this person. This is a fully fleshed out person.
There's a scene Freckle. Where she's putting on like cold cream. And she goes, God, that's a lot. And she goes, with how much I drink, I got to put the moisture back in.
Yeah. So funny.
So funny.
Yeah. I've had 8 glasses of wine.
Yeah. Good for her. Right.
Freckle.
What else? Let's take a break.
Ask me a question.
I have a question. I have a hot topic. Do you know about the Budweiser thing?
Are you kidding?
Okay, so this
Bud Light
activist.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Yes, TikToker and activist Dylan Mulvaney.
Uh-huh.
Budweiser did like a little activation PR thing with them.
Yeah. Trans person.
And by the way, every year, for every Pride, for decades, every alcohol brand gets involved in Pride.
Of course, they want to dip into the gay dollar.
It's
the
not
gay trans
new.
Dollar.
Yeah. It's not new.
The LGBT in June means green.
Yes. And every brand gets involved. Every beer, every liquor, every wine. And it's gotten more and more so.
Yeah.
But I would say 20 years ago, beer shit was like for Pride. Like it's when you play a Milwaukee Pride Fest, you will play the Miller stage. Or
sure,
like, you know,
sure,
like you
sure.
Play...
The Anheuser-Busch tent.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's really cracky, bizarre, left field, and whack that conservatives are now like... Now the agenda's come to beer.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I have to dump out all of my Bud Light. And then not only that, I have to line up the bottles and shoot them with a rifle because my name is Kid Rock. Do you know about that one?
What happened?
But is it Bud Light? Yeah. Shooting Bud Light cans or bottles with a rifle in protest.
Should kids even have guns? I'm kidding. That was good.
That was fun. I think it's so, I think everybody it's is just so stupid.
It's funny because everybody's it's like so every year, like clockwork, every liquor brand doing gay stuff, doing gay stuff. And then LGBT, for some reason,
the LGBT,
something about this person in this scenario made conservatives realize beer and liquor has been gay for a long time.
Mama.
This isn't new. Your favorite beer, whatever, didn't pivot messaging. This has been happening.
Yeah.
So where you look been? So stupid to be mad about it.
Yeah. Also, you're also just giving them tons of free press. You know what I mean?
Well, apparently not, because did you see the apology?
What apology?
Honey, baby, darling. Kid when Rock I tell apologized? You what you're about to be told.
Kid Rock apologized? He said, sorry for shooting all those cans.
Anheuser-Busch put out a statement.
They said, we didn't know that Dylan Mulvaney was trans.
No, I wish it was that simple. It's crazier. It says, let me try to find it. Now, I understand these are big companies, whatever. But I just want to prerequisite this by saying, if you're not, I'm just going to let you read it.
Okay. As the CEO of a company founded in America's heartland more than 165 years ago, I am responsible for ensuring every consumer feels proud of the beer we brew. We're honored to be part of the fabric of this country. Anheuser-Busch employs more than 18,000 people, and our independent distributors employ an additional 47,000 valued colleagues. We have thousands of partners, millions of fans, and a proud history supporting our communities, military, first responders, sports fans, and hardworking Americans everywhere. That's a very particular group they're
addressing
right now.
But do you see how it's a lot of words so far? Nothing has been said.
We never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. We are in the business of bringing people together over a beer. My time serving this country taught me. A lot of words here. A lot of particularly chosen words here. Serving this country taught me the importance of accountability and the values upon which America was founded. Freedom, hard work, and respect for one another. As CEO of Anheuser-Busch, I'm focused on building and protecting our remarkable history and heritage. There's a lot of dog whistling going on, if you know what I mean.
Do you see how they're not making a stance apologizing about gay shit, but they're saying, we have a proud history. We used to also be racist. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, they're dog whistling. Yes. They're dog whistling. They're like, hey, listen up, y'all. We actually hate trans too.
Maybe not that, but they're not. That my issue is, they're not doubling down and saying, you know what? We love everyone and we love Dylan. Eat shit.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
I care deeply about this country, this company, and our brands and our partners. I spend much of my time traveling across America, listening to and learning from our customers, distributors, and others. Moving forward, I will continue to work tirelessly to bring great beers to consumers across our nation. It's not an apology.
It's nothing. And that's what I find so offensive about it.
It's so wild.
Because they could have doubled down and said, you know what? Pride Month is coming. Dylan is a person.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a beer with Dylan.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Eat shit.
You have the freedom to go drink whoever you want to drink with.
Or they could have pivoted and said, you know what? Our messaging is a little more conservative and we shouldn't have done that. And we don't like LGBT. Well, do one or the other.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of corporate
30
people
whistling.
At a table typing this letter by letter being like, make sure you don't express any real views.
But okay, we have to hit the buzzwords like serving, like the serving our troops, first responders, heritage, history, like all this, like this sounds like the making of like a Kirk Cameron movie. It's like, it's crazy.
And the issue is, I feel in America that the average consumer increasingly wants brands to have almost like political identities. We want to know that Kleenex also believes in gay marriage.
Yeah.
I don't care if Scott Towels or Brownie Paper Towels is sponsoring Pride.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is when I find out, I don't know, the CEO of this company is poaching exotic animals. I don't love it.
Or when you find out that the CEO of this company is actively like, is shoveling cash into Focus on the Family.
Right.
Yeah.
But with a beer company like this, if your messaging has always been that you're almost like Dolly Parton or Beyonce, where you never really express a view, you sort of, if you were like, Beyonce, do you like the gay? She'd be like,
I think everyone deserves love and respect.
Boom.
Or Dolly would be like, Dolly, do you want gay marriage? She'd be like, I think everyone should be able to have the love they want.
Yes.
They yeah. say like around the phrase.
Yeah, yeah. They're inclusive.
And if you're going to be a beer company and when push comes to shove, you put out that straight coward shit, mm-hmm. then you should have never expressed an opinion to begin with, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're our allies when Pride is coming and so we like things might happen attached to your brand, but you're not our allies when the hateful people that drink your beer speak up.
Yeah.
Then you weren't an ally, Mary.
Yeah, well, that's what's confusing to me about it.
Ally means when it's going good, right? That's what it means. I can just enjoy it while it's going good and then
well,
dip.
That's why I was so confusing about it because I was like, I just assumed that they have a much more sophisticated PR machine that could have and should have anticipated all of the blowback and the fallout and the negative repercussions from doing such a thing. But it seems like they were just kind of irresponsible and perhaps not that great.
Well,
I don't know.
Dylan being on TikTok, being open about like basically the first person to basically on TikTok at least day by day talk about transitioning.
Uh-huh.
Obviously Gigi did that on YouTube. Like it's happened a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But I think that they probably thought that this is going to be the most like Dylan's young, hasn't been canceled, doesn't have a potty mouth. Like,
oh, right. Okay.
I think they thought they were getting someone kind of Miss
Squeaky
America.
Clean.
Kind of Miss America.
Yeah.
But again, I'm just disappointed because what I would have loved to see if there was pushback was a complete double down of like, well, if you don't like gay people, don't drink our fucking product.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, you're right. We hate queers.
I mean, they're not going to do that.
That word salad?
It's crazy.
It's unacceptable.
It's the non-apology word salad that is filled with little dog whistles in it. It's filled with little
dog
whistles.
I'm glad you said that because I thought I was being biased.
No, it's all those words are carefully chosen. History, heritage. History and heritage?
Yes.
Founding fathers.
Yeah.
When anybody mentions the founding fathers, all they're doing is making a case for racism.
Yeah.
It's all it is. Mary, those founding fathers were like, they were like raping black women.
Hello, owning
and raping
people.
Black women.
Yeah.
And also the founding, Abraham Lincoln did not believe that black people were the same, were human.
And by the way, finding fathers, stealing. They didn't find anything.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's so crazy.
So, I mean, it all comes back to Watchmen. Because one of the main things in that was nostalgia. When mm-hmm. you say you're nostalgic about a certain time, think about who that certain time was good for.
Yeah.
So when you say shit like our founding fathers, whatever.
No.
Wasn't it fun 150 years ago when you and a bunch of white men were allowed to enjoy this product? Like, don't hearken back to that. If anything, you should be like, we don't talk about her.
Yeah. Hello.
It's interesting that you're proud to boast like your presence at a very unattractive time in American history, but you're quiet when it comes to how you feel about somebody who's transitioned on TikTok. I just find it gross.
It's crazy.
And I know that compared to a lot of people, I'm kind of capitalist Barbie and it's not my best quality, but nobody forced you to have a conversation about how you feel about gay people. But once you put your toe in that door and they barked back, you just cowered.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
No, it's crazy. It's no spineless. Spineless.
Spineless. And they didn't even, that word Craven. Salad, even if you were going to do word salad, could have been better than that.
Could have been way better than that. Could have been a little more pointed, a little had a point of view.
Yes.
That was like, it. All it did was like, from now more than ever, from the start, we've always been here. And we will continue to be here. And thank you so much for all those others who were there as well. We'll see you there. What?
Yeah. Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance, plays in the background like... It was really, I just found the whole thing very cowardly.
It's crazy, yeah.
And I know
spineless and cowardly.
But again, maybe I'm being something I don't like about people, which is I expect brands to behave like people. These are companies.
Well, if they're gonna start, I mean, they are behaving like people.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
If your social, because social media accounts now, Fritos.
Yeah, Fritos is like
walking
has
into
a personality.
Monday like.
Yeah, Fritos has a personality now.
You know who has all the personality on Twitter?
Nabisco.
Tushy. Do you follow Tushy's Twitter?
Is it Tushy the porn site or Tushy the bathroom site?
Tushy the bidet.
The bidet. Okay.
Tushy's Twitter
is
like, just woke up thinking about taking a poop. I'm dead serious. Tushy's Twitter is like praying for all the girlies who still use paper on their anuses.
Oh my God.
It's really
crazy.
Ooh,
that one burnt.
Yes.
Happy anal sex day. One word advice, lube. And Tushy responded, and a bidet.
Do you see what I mean? Tushy's wild. And I have a Tushy in that bathroom. It's incredible.
Okay.
Love it. During the pandemic, everybody's scrambling for toilet paper. I said, like, not over here. We're doing Noah's Ark up the ass. Okay. Not over here. We're
women and children first.
We're doing 28 days later. Oh, no. We're doing 2020. What was that movie? 2020?
2012.
2012. We're doing 2012.
2012.
Ocean's 11 up my ass. I'm not worried about paper. Paper? What is that? Paper?
Danny Ocean up the ass. We're going to go.
But I just had to talk to you about that Budweiser thing. I think it's just crazy.
It is crazy.
And by the way, we pre-taped these, obviously. So I'm sure this is like 2 month old news by the time this comes out. But
whatever. Well, listen, have a lovely day. We're wrapping it up.
I just encourage brands, if you're not going to have the gall and the wherewithal and the gumption to make a stance on something and stay that, just don't make a stance. Just be a brand.
And also, if you're going to pretend to be a person, try having some integrity.
That.
You know?
That.
If you're going to pretend to be a person, you maybe try to have some integrity.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Or just, or I'm fine to just think of you as, oh, they just make beers. But if you're going to try to have a personality and values, don't be a chicken shit.
Yeah, you have to have some. Bloop. Goodbye.
Bye.